This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I can't tell you how many people have bought into a lie and live their whole entire life with a mistaken identity, never understanding the purposes of God for their life, and think that the life they are living is the life that was planned for them, and they've been deceived. All wrapped up in an agenda or a movement. Come on, somebody help me. A business culture. And all the while, God said, no, your life was meant for something more. You think that your life you're living is the dream. It's not, because it's not lived unto me. Most of the time it's lived unto a selfish desire or what we interpret to be true about ourselves that's based on a lie. Is that too much for y'all? Y'all all right? Listen, I know I'm going to mess you up right now, but listen to me. Jesus didn't just come to die on a cross to get you into heaven. Jesus came to give you permission to succeed in life. Jesus came so you don't have to fail at life. You don't have to let life run you over. In other words, you don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to live in addiction. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in a lie. You don't have to live miserable. You don't have to live depressed. You don't have to, come on somebody, you don't have to live bipolar. You can live free. See, success comes in our natural life. And one of the primary ways that God puts the success in our life is what we were reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. In the breaking of bread and in prayers. Listen, your significance is the ultimate goal that you reach in this life in earth. Your significance comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been adopted into the family. It's by Him we cry, Abba, Father. I am significant now. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That's my significance. But the successes of your life come through a corporate anointing. That's why God gave us a church. Because you were not meant to live in isolation. Listen, it took Moses, a deliverer, one single person, and the power of God to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. It took God 40 years to get Egypt out of the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness. Then it took, the Bible says, it took Joshua and a team of men to get them into the promise. See, your promise is always going to be connected to who you have relationship with. Because nobody can inherit a promise in isolation. Watch this. Romans 5:17 says this. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one. Who's he talking about there? He's talking about Adam. We talked a little bit about this last week on Wednesday night. Who was given dominion and authority over the earth to the point he named the animals. That's a job. Huh? If somebody had to name all the animals in the United States of America, that would be a cabinet position at the White House. Secretary of Animal Names. Huh? And then they'd be trying to vote you in and vote you out. And somebody says, well, no, we don't want to call that a lion. That's a tiger. We're not going with you. We're going with somebody else. Right? I mean, that's a job. That is a big job, naming all the animals. Amen? And this is what God said to Adam. He said, you have complete authority over this planet, even to the point that whatever you call something, that's what it will be. Isn't that cool? Look at that thing. You got a big old... I'm going to call you a beaver. And now you know 6,000 years. Beaver. Come on, help me somebody. Whatever you call the thing, amen? Because he put them there in the image and in the likeness of God. And he said, you are my representative, Adam. You are my manager of the garden. You are my steward of this garden. And when Adam disobeyed God and disobeyed God's command and he ate of the tree that he wasn't supposed to, at that moment, watch this, he didn't lose the planet because he didn't never own the planet. Come on, amen. And God didn't put him there to find out how much stuff he could own. He put him there to find out how much stuff he could manage. He lost his stewardship. He lost his responsibility. Amen. How many know it's really not about ownership at all? Amen. It's about stewardship. You say, well, I own my business. Do you? How are they going to fit that in a coffin with you when you go? Huh? Even if you leave a will and leave all your riches and all your glory to your dog and cat, they still can't take it with them wherever they go. It's staying right here. It's going to be consumed here or it's going to stay here. Come on, amen. But it ain't leaving here, amen. Come on, amen. Even your children, they're not really your children. They belong to God, and God gave you a mandate to steward and manage your children and raise them in the Lord. That's why there's going to be a lot of parents on Judgment Day, and I'm going to say, what happened to you? I gave you all these kids to take care of, and you abused them. I gave you responsibility for these children. Come on, somebody. It's about stewardship. Listen, that's really why a lot of people just don't have victory in their life at all. They don't know how to steward. It's not because there's a God that it's not because they don't, there's a God up there that loves them. God loves them. It's not because the devil's too big. It's because they won't manage their life for God. Amen. They don't take responsibility for the things that God has given them. the principles laid out for believers, and these principles, if they're not lived by, then everybody ends up living in isolation. Now, like I said last week, you can be in a room with 1,000 people and still be in isolation. Come on, somebody. That's why we have our house here. That's why Truth Church is an expression of God's love through relationship. And this is what I'm trying to get across to us over this series for the last couple of months. That's the expression of what God wants to do in this house. He wants us to have relationship. A relationship of love. That's why we love babies. And we love children. And we love our house. And we love the school. And we love our kids. And we love people. Because out of those relationships is what we build life on. And out of that life comes an expression of our Father's love. Come on, is everybody all right? Listen to me. Your destiny is always going to be birthed through who you're connected to. Every opportunity that comes to your life is coming from somebody or somewhere. It don't just happen. Come on, somebody, huh? Destiny is never birthed in isolation. You know what's birthed in isolation? Depression. Self-absorption. The nobody loves me camp. I don't know why nobody won't call me. Well, nobody don't even know who you are. You won't come to church. Of course, that's nobody here today because you're all here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, well, what about Jesus? Jesus, I mean, that was Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. He went to the cross by himself. Well, how many know Jesus wouldn't have got nothing done without the disciples? He almost didn't get nothing done with the disciples. I'm not kidding. I mean, here's Jesus. He's dying on the cross. All of them are gone except one. And the one that was left was the youngest one. And Jesus was more worried about him than he was about Jesus. I mean, Jesus looked down at John down there with his mom, and he said, Mama, you're going to have to watch out for him. Mary, your son. Son, your mama. He's more worried about John than they were worried about him on the cross. And then when he died on the cross for 2 days, they didn't go around talking about how great the gospel of Jesus Christ was. They were out there throwing nets and fishing on. It's all over. Boy, did we miss it. How did we miss that? We must be the dumbest guys alive for 3 years walking around with that guy. Now he's dead. We thought he was going to be the king. But when he resurrected from the dead and they got the revelation that he resurrected from the dead, come on, somebody. How many know through those 12, through the 12 and the Apostle Paul and everybody else that was added on that day in Acts chapter 2, verse 40 through 42, in one day 3,000 were added, another day 5,000, and the gospel began to spread through relationships of people that knew how to love each other. They broke bread together. They prayed together. They hung out together. They loved on each other, and they practiced the Apostles' Creed. That's the mechanism for destiny. Because I want to declare to you today that your destiny is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. It ain't found at your job. You are not your job. You are not your car. You're not your house. You're not your career. You are who God made you to be. And you will find your destiny being connected to other believers. Otherwise, you just keep living life and life will pass you by. Ooh, I feel good. All of our destinies depend on each other. And see, what this is the key, man. When one's down, we can lift them up. When one's out, we can bring them back in. We learn how to be Jesus to each other. John 13:35 says this, by this, in other words, the primary way the world is going to know who we are will be because of what I'm about to share with you right now. It's not about the church that you go to. It's not about the job that you have. It's not how you dress. It's not how you carry yourself. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's not even the version of the Bible you use. Thus saith the Lord, thou God Almightiest. I know some churches, if you don't read that Bible, you can't come. Come on. It ain't about what Bible college you went to. He said, this is how people are going to know you. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if You have love for one another. That means, it's going to blow your mind. You ready? You have to love me. And I got to love you. And you have to love each other. And this love is not blocked off by race, ethnicity, culture, politics. Come on, somebody. Social status, religion. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said the world is going to know you're my followers by the love you have for one another. Hey folks, I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? Mytruthchurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again. So when I say I love you, I really mean it. And some of you, I want to get to know you more so I can love you different ways. Oh, I love you the way you think and the way you articulate yourself and the way you explore thought. I like to get to know people. I love people anyway. I don't like it when people don't love me. You can ask Kim. I've suffered with rejection my whole life. It's one of my biggest battles. Huh? Sometimes Mondays, my heart, I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes Mondays, my hardest day. After I preach, I get the word, and then I get the text messages on Sunday night. I got pillows with tear stains in them. God! Take me about an hour to climb out of it. Because, I mean, I'm a man of faith, but sometimes my faith takes an hour. Praise the Lord. Adam did not fail because the devil was smarter than him. Because, listen, we're human. Sometimes the devil's smarter than us. And it's okay to admit that, amen? And he didn't fail because God wasn't good enough to him. What happened to him is he failed because he gave up his stewardship. He gave up his right to manage. And rather than have dominion over the things that God gave him, he let the things that God gave him have dominion over him. And see, that when you do that, that's when purpose gets lost. Because listen, your enemy will always profit off your weakness. Come on, like I told you, I struggle with rejection. The enemy likes to try to profit off that. He will struggle, he will cause you to struggle at the place of your weakness. You can go to the hood or you can go to the country club, no matter where you go, amen? How many know, listen, most of the people that sell crack ain't smoking it. Most of the people pimping prostitutes ain't pimping themselves. Come on, amen? Come on, amen? Why? Because they are profiting off of somebody else's weakness. And that's what the enemy of our life likes to do. He wants to profit off of find our weak point in our life and then begin to profit off of that weakness. So if your weakness is feeling blue, then he wants to profit off of you feeling blue. He's going to do everything he can to make you feeling blue. If your weakness is a lust for money, then he wants to profit off everything. Listen, if you got a lust for money, the devil will make sure you get it. Because he knows that'll keep you from your blessing. You don't believe me? Ask Michael Jackson. Here's a young man raised in the church that knew who God was, and he got a lust for money, and look what it did to his life, his whole life. Died within addiction with everybody he thought that loved him around him trying to take advantage of him. A life that was wasted and had all the money you could ever want in the world. Come on, somebody, help me, amen? That's what the enemy does. If he can isolate us from the love and the relationship of the body of believers, then he can get us in our weakness. The second one is this. The greatest challenge in life is to know what to do. What am I supposed to do with myself? What am I supposed to do? How many times in our life has somebody said to us, you know, if I just knew what to do, if if I just understood my purpose, you know, God knows my heart. God knows I would do anything if I just knew what to do. Knowing what to do oftentimes is one of the greatest challenges that we have in our life, trying to find out what the purpose of our life is. Or you could say it this way, what is my assignment in life? How do I know what my assignment is supposed to be? Listen, I haven't been called everywhere, but I've been called somewhere. I haven't been called to preach to everybody, but I've been called to preach to some somebodies. Come on, somebody, amen. You haven't been called everywhere, but you've been called somewhere. You have an assignment for your life. There's a plan. There's a place for you in this world that is God ordained. What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? That's something that people get challenged with every day. I get challenged with it sometimes because I also have to recognize in my own life, not every good opportunity is a God opportunity. And not every open door is a door I should go through. And not every door slammed on me is a door I should give up on. Because sometimes God teaches me a lesson of faith through a door that's been slammed in my face. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? Amen? If I am really supposed to live this life that is a life of overflowing, then my challenge is to find out what is it that I'm supposed to do so that I can live in the overflow. Watch this. Psalms chapter 1 says this. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it does he meditate day and night. And he will be like a tree that is planted. Somebody say planted. I mean, you got to get planted. He will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. He will bear fruit in its season. His leaf will not wither. All that is tied to being planted. Everybody say planted. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Planted. I mean, get planted in a body of believers. Because this is where the river of living water begins to flow corporately. When we all got the river of God flowing inside of us, we come together corporately, and then we got a river of God flowing corporately. Then we become a blessing to each other. Is everybody all right? Huh? He said, his leaf will not wither, and watch this, and whatsoever thing he does will prosper. I don't know about you, but I'm all about prospering. I've had none, and I've had some. I've lived in lack, and I've lived in plenty. Plenty's better. I'd rather have joy than despair. I'd rather be glad than sad. I want to prosper. I want to prosper in my mind. I want to prosper in my emotions. I want to prosper in my health. I want to prosper in my soul. I want to prosper in my wallet. I want to prosper in my relationships. I want to prosper. So if I want to prosper, then I've got to recognize I've got to get planted and put my hand to the plow and work. What is it I'm supposed to do? And this is what he said. And whatsoever things he does. That's he or she. Whatsoever things he or she does will prosper. In other words, God can't prosper something if I'm not doing something.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
In our hearts, Lord, in the nations.